Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Dollars and Cents, How We Misthink Money and How to Spend Smarter, renowned behavioral economist Dan Ariely, along with co-author Jeff Kreisler, explores the complex psychology behind our spending habits. With engaging humor and enlightening experiments, Ariely unwraps the cognitive biases and irrational behaviors that lead to poor financial decisions. This book not only offers a fascinating journey into our financial minds, but also provides practical advice on how to overcome these hurdles, making it an essential read for anyone looking to take control of their financial life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the pain of paying. One of the key insights from Dollars and Cents is the concept of the pain of paying. Ariely discusses how the act of parting with our money causes us psychological discomfort, which can significantly influence our spending behavior. He explains that by understanding this pain, we can devise strategies to reduce it, leading to smarter spending decisions. For instance, using cash over credit cards can make us more cognizant of our expenditures, thereby reducing impulse purchases. Secondly, categorization of expenses. Ariely delves into the idea that how we categorize our expenses affects our perception of their value. He argues that by mentally allocating funds into specific categories, such as entertainment or necessities, we can better control our spending impulses. This segmentation can help us prioritize our financial goals and make more informed decisions, ensuring that our spending aligns with our personal values and long-term objectives. Thirdly, the relativity trap. Another powerful concept discussed is the relativity trap. Ariely reveals how our spending is influenced by comparisons rather than absolute values. He illustrates this with various experiments, showing that we are more likely to make irrational spending decisions when we compare prices in relative terms. By recognizing this bias, we can learn to evaluate our purchases more objectively, focusing on their intrinsic worth rather than how they stack up against alternatives. Fourthly, overvaluing what we own. Ariely explores the endowment effect, which leads us to overvalue the things we own. This bias can hinder our ability to make rational financial decisions, such as selling investments at the right time or avoiding unnecessary upgrades. By understanding that our attachment to possessions can cloud our financial judgment, we can take steps to counteract this bias, making decisions based on logic rather than emotion. Lastly, the impact of free. Finally, Dollars and Cents addresses our irrational attraction to free items and how it can lead to suboptimal financial choices. Ariely highlights how the allure of getting something for nothing can overshadow rational assessment, leading us to acquire things we don't need or value. By being mindful of this bias, we can resist the temptation of freebies and focus on what truly adds value to our lives. In conclusion, Dollars and Cents is a must-read for anyone looking to develop a healthier relationship with money. Through a series of compelling experiments and insights, Dan Ariely and Jeff Kreisler reveal the hidden forces that govern our financial behavior. By understanding these psychological triggers, readers can learn to make more rational spending decisions, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and financially secure life. This book is particularly beneficial for those struggling with impulse spending or those looking to align their financial habits with their long-term goals. If you would like to support Dan Ariely, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.